Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Britney Spears drama keeps getting crazier. Okay, today, Britney has a message for her fans, and her boyfriend is slamming her dad. Oh, yeah. Britney's man, Sam Asghari, is breaking his silence and calling her dad a dick.
Oh.
Literally. Ooh. Those were his exact words. Sam tells People he's looking forward to a normal, amazing future with Britney. He later posted, "I have zero respect for someone trying to control our relationship. In my opinion, Jamie is a total dick." Oh. Sam says he won't go into detail because he's always respected his and Britney's privacy. But, you know, he went out there and said, "But I didn't come to this country to not say what's on my mind."
Amen.
Wow. Ooh. I cannot believe he spoke out. I mean, you heard me scream yesterday.
Yeah, I was. Yes. By the way, she screamed like Morgan was in labor. I honestly was like, "Is Morgan having a baby? Never tell us."
Oh, my gosh. Sam responded. It's just nobody inside Britney's camp really has spoken out, especially Sam. Sam has been, like, pretty good about keeping it locked in this whole relationship. And I just was so shocked to hear him say that.
Yeah, but I feel like Sam knows something's coming up the pipeline. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're working with somebody, let's just say this is, like, a job, and you don't like the boss, you keep your comments to yourself. But the minute you get wind that the boss may be on his or her way out, that's when you get real snazzy.
It's all such a gamble, though. I mean, the judges haven't gone in her favor completely. I mean, she's gotten a little victories here, a little victories there, but it's not a sure deal that Jamie's out of his conservator control.
Yeah, but, you know, you have a lot of people speaking out right now. You don't have just Sam, her boyfriend. Her mom spoke out about at the last hearing. You have Kevin Federline, who said that he likes the temporary conservatorship with Jodie Montgomery at the helm. You have Britney finally speaking out. And you also have the New York Times, one of the most reputable news sources next to E, out there in the world. And we all know, as much as we say it's not about public opinion, mm-hmm. these celebrity cases, it's all about public opinion.
Yeah, I mean, but I do think, you know, in the documentary, sorry, Kim, documentary, it says how very rarely do the conservatees ever get out of a conservatorship. However, I think you're right. This might be the chance to change it. But then there's that big worrisome over maybe conservatorships aren't the most appropriate thing to do in the future.
But let's get it right before we go too far.
Isn't everyone getting a piece of it?
Of
even
what?
Sam, everyone gets a little bit of money.
Well, everybody gets. I don't think Sam gets a piece. I think Sam gets to live a nice life in a $7.5 million home in Thousand Oaks. He gets to fly private. He gets to be with the pop princess.
Oh, well, let me see if I can get on this conservatorship.
You better get on this conservatorship, too. The thing that we have to point out, and I just have to correct you for 2 seconds, is that Britney is not asking for no conservatorship. She just doesn't want her dad as the conservator.
Right.
So I think the judge is going to be like, let's meet halfway here. You're still going to have this person telling you what can and can't be done as far as your finances and your career, but it just won't be your dad, and that's what she's been asking.
That is what she's been asking, but I think it is, I think it's baby steps. I think she truly wants out, but I don't think she can get it. I think this is the biggest win she can get right now is to get Jamie out of the loop.
I think you're absolutely
right. But she's wanted that for a long time, and I think it's time. Well, I mean, we're not doctors. We don't know what's going on with Britney, but it's time to let her put her big girl panties on, see what happens.
Right?
100%. I always say give her a little bit of space.
Give her a little bit of space. She's grown. She's a mother. She's older now. She has this fine man. Lord have mercy. Let her live a little.
It's so crazy when it comes to money, how the legal system will immediately get involved. But I know mothers who I grew up with in the hood who had mental issues, and nobody from the government or from any courthouse was getting involved. Mm-hmm. Like, if you had an apartment and you could, you know, you put lights on, you can have your kids.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even like, oh, let me check on you. Let me make sure you go to court every 6 months. And you had kids living in those situations. But all of a sudden, you have this pop princess and you have these millions and millions of dollars in this estate. And all of a sudden, everybody wants to be involved.
Exactly. Okay. If Britney was Britney from Memphis, you know good and well the government would not have gotten involved if she wasn't Britney Spears. Yeah, they wouldn't have cared.
They just want to go, where the money resides. Where the money resides.
Where the money resides.
All right. Of course, people are obviously talking so much about the FX Hulu docuseries Framing Britney Spears, where some unflattering comments were made about her father. Listen to this.
Lynn supported Britney. I want to say Lynn because I never talked to her father. The only thing Jamie ever said to me was, my daughter's going to be so rich, she's going to buy me a boat.
I met with Britney. She said, I don't want my father to be the conservator. She wanted a professional, somebody independent.
Okay, of course.
People aren't scared.
Yeah.
That's fair.
People not scared. I'm telling you, when people know that a ruler's time is up,
the ruler.
I'm telling you, that's why.
But aren't they going to court today?
They're going to court tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, we will know how the story ends soon.
Well, a lot of people are really also now dissecting Britney's Instagram. Because one of the things that the people were saying in the documentary that were part of the Free Britney movement is that we watch her, and if she tells us to stop, we'll stop and whatever. But she gives us these little crumbs that make us think that she's very appreciative and supportive of this movement. So Britney seems to be offering even a little more insight into what she's thinking about right now. She shared this throwback performance of Toxic, saying she'll always love being on the stage, but she's taking time to be a normal person. She added, no matter what we think we know about a person's life, it is nothing compared to the actual person living behind the lens.
Look, I love those girls behind that podcast, and I'm all about, a conspiracy theory, but they were like, it's a clue. She didn't use an emoji. She manually put it in.
But that's
with
true.
That's
fair. Don't. No.
That's a reach.
Okay.
That's a reach.
No, it's not a reach.
A reach.
If someone always uses emojis and then they don't, then it's a reason to think.
No, maybe the emoji button was stuck or something and she wanted to get it out. That's ridiculous.
It's over-dissecting, but at the same time, if Britney's life is truly controlled like the way that it may be, maybe that little subtle things are the only way she can communicate to fans.
Well, we'll hear about it tomorrow.
We will know. And really, at the end of the day, we just want Britney to grow up, be happy. How many celebrities, we talk about this all the time, that you think they're one person and we find out later they're someone else, you know? They're completely, they're very quiet. Like Halle Berry, we talk about. Halle is really a tough cookie. We always say, oh, she's so sweet. We need to protect her, all this and that. No.
Halle,
she'll come comfort you. She's working out. She's getting strong for a movie. Yeah, she's always been like that.
Well, this Britney story is just, I feel like it's just getting started. We'll be talking about it probably again more tomorrow. Okay, Jennifer Lopez is finally admitting that being snubbed for an Oscar was a sting. J-Lo got a lot of award season buzz last year for her role in Hustlers. She tells Allure magazine out now, when you're supposedly in everybody else's mind supposed to be nominated and you're not, what does that mean? Mm. Is it really real? Are the other ones real? And this one isn't. But J-Lo adds that ultimately her life is about much more than awards, and it's about having joy in your work.
Mm.
Kim, tell me this. Does it help to get the trophy, or does it not really matter?
Okay, just like J-Lo said.
You're about to lie.
You don't go into this business wanting the trophy. Some people might. But I think we go in it for the art and the passion. We love it. Now, if the trophy comes along, then thank you. That's nice. Put on the mantle. You get a little more money. And it's for some reason, everyone gives you the nod that, you know, job well done.
Yeah.
So I don't think we go into, a lot of us don't go into, I got to have that trophy. I think once you get one trophy, now you want all of them.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens. You know, it's just like plastic surgery. Once you get a little nip, nip, nip here, you want
everything.
But tell me this, Kim.
You want everything.
You've got two scripts on your table.
Uh-huh.
Both parts are offered to you. One is just seems fun and right up your alley, and you just think you'd have a blast doing it, and it would be perfect for you. The other one seems a little off course, but could get you that nom.
Which one's paying?
I never really liked her. That was a good one. Okay, you're
which
right.
Which one's paying?
Which one's paying? Who's in it? What's involved?
But same amount. Right. Maybe the one that's not going to get you the Oscar now is going to pay you more.
And it depends on where you are in your career. But I guess we're talking about the movie Hustler.
Go for the money.
Was that the one that we chose?
Yeah. She's
felt that is the grit that J-Lo, I would like to see J-Lo, she plays these beautiful parts, these pretty parts. I'd like to see her gain 50 pounds, do a part that is rough. No, that's
never.
Not going to happen.
You're never going to see her. It's humanly impossible. The woman's DNA can't do it. I think the thing we forget about Jennifer Lopez, and all these big stars are that they're human.
Yes.
And if you think about the year that she had, you think about Hustlers coming out, then she had Super Bowl. Then she got engaged. It was win after win after win. In our lives, we can win 10 times in a year. The one thing we're going to focus on is the one thing that we didn't get.
Mm.
And I think for her, when you're on that roller coaster and it's all going up and all of a sudden the one thing, the end, you know, the end all be all, like the one big thing at the end of it that can put a button on this wonderful year doesn't come through, you focus on that the whole time. How many times do you focus on the one thing that didn't go right?
It's like the... I'm still at Hustler.
I mean, if she'd have been in Parasite, sorry, Chris, I'm still at... Did she look and say, ooh, wasn't Cardi B in the movie and some other people? You got to look at the whole picture. You want...
You were surprised she got any noms
She got a nomination, a Golden Globe. I was. Hustler would not have been the one that I picked for J-Lo.
Wow.
She was in something else, deeper and darker. She did that one movie when she was fighting the man.
Yeah.
You want her to have a Charlize Theron moment where she uglies it up.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, it's physically impossible.
If she doesn't, she cannot be ugly, Kim.
Not ugly. Don't
ever,
want to
ever
be
Kim.
Rough with it because she's so beautiful.
We want you to be a crackhead lesbian.
Exactly.
In a heroin addict movie about taxes.
Watch her get that Oscar, J-Lo.
All right, you guys. Up next, Khloe Kardashian is revealing what she did that caused Tristan to freak out and actually call Queen Kris. Plus, why Lindsay Lohan fans are going after David Letterman. The new controversy just ahead.
Yes, David Letterman.
Yes, I was going to say.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm not going to not be me.
You got that right. Whoopi Goldberg was the first African-American to get an EGOT.
I think that's part of why they asked me to come, is to be me.
In 2009, she got the E or Emmy for her work on The View.
I'm so excited I could just fall down and faint.
G is for Grammy. Hers came in 1985 for her Whoopi Goldberg original Broadway show recording in the Best Comedy Recording category.
It's a wonderful thing.
The Oscar? How can we forget? Best Supporting Actress for Ghost. Here's how Whoopi said she wanted to be remembered during our 1990 interview for the movie.
Remember in The Wizard of Oz when the lion got like the hero badge? I want a big old hero badge and a lot of hair.
And that brings us to the T, her Tony. It was for her co-producing talents in 2002 for the musical Thoroughly Modern Millie.
It's all about, am I happy? Am I doing what I want to be doing?
Wow.
She is the GOAT.
She is. Yes.
She is truly the GOAT.
We are celebrating Black History Month all month long here on Daily Pop. That's cool.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There she is.
No QR
Shout
code?
Shout out to Whoopi.
There's normally a QR code for a pop-up.
We'll have one later. All right, Khloe Kardashian is learning a lot of co-parenting with about co-parenting with Tristan Thompson. Like, what really freaks him out? She told Kelly Clarkson who else got involved the first time True's dad put his foot down.
True was going to be 3 in April, and I wanted to give her her very first trim. And Tristan, I don't think, has ever told me no, and he really freaked out by me wanting to cut her hair. And it was so crazy to me how he was freaking out. He called my brother for my brother to talk me out of it. He called my mom. I was like, oh my God, I wasn't going to give her a trim. I didn't know he was that adamant about it until everybody else started calling me.
That's hilarious. It's so funny the things the dads get so bent out of shape about.
No, you can't cut the baby's hair. Black people in hair, no. We don't cut our children's hair until they're about 15.
Have you seen my son? I don't think I cut my son's hair either.
It's like some kind of wise tale. You can't cut a kid's hair.
They won't grow.
Yeah.
I also want to know, like, who she was recommending to cut the hair, because that could have also been why he was like, no.
Well, maybe she was just going to trim it a little bit. And she's a girl. Obviously, Tristan likes women with long hair. He was like, no, don't cut my baby's hair.
Not today.
Oh, no, I remember my son's first haircut, and I was on the reality show, Raising Whitley. And this is the first day we shoot, and they decided to do a haircut. I didn't think about it. I said, oh, just, you know, give him just a little bit of, you know, mohawk. And I turn around, I go somewhere, and the barber cuts his hair off. The cameras are rolling. I freak out, start crying. I was like, cut the cameras. You cut the cameras now. I went to that executive producer. I was freaking out. I was like, you cut the hair. And I lost my mind. I was on the floor
picking up the hair.
Yes.
Oh, baby. Oh,
somebody
so
get her some milk.
Give me glue it back. Oh, I just don't use Gorilla Glue.
By the way, are we doing psychiatric checks here before people come on the show? Like, because if you on the floor getting trying to pick up some hair to put it back on.
I had lost my mind.
Wait, well, what about this? I do want to ask you. Have you ever called your partner's mom because you're in a fight?
Oh, all the time. I called Carol every single time because Carol didn't play with my boyfriend. However, if you're Tristan Thompson and you're dating Khloe, that's totally fine. But if you're Travis Scott, you can't call Chris about Kylie because no one can tell her nothing about her baby. You know what I mean? Like, she'll tear Kim to shreds. She'll eat Khloe for lunch. She'll take Courtney and throw her out, you know, to the dogs. She will never tell Kylie anything.
Yeah.
Oh,
Kylie wants to do it.
The baby of the family never gets it. That's why I never date the baby of the family.
That was good.
Because they always get away with murder. Here she is, Miss America.
I'm a mama caller. Matter of fact, I'm calling your mama.
Yeah.
And definitely your mama.
Oh, call her.
I
want to be on the phone. Look, like I used to tell my teachers. Like I used to tell my teachers, let me be on the phone when you disturb her at work. I can't wait to hear what she has to say about you.
Oh, no. I heard about her, so I sent her a text.
Uh-uh.
I was like, Justin wearing these tight pants
anytime.
On the show.
Anytime I got in trouble at school and people were like, we're going to call your mom at work, I would always say, great, let me just be on the other line. And they would call and be like, he did such and such and such and such. And she would say, and you calling me, getting me away from my money for that?
Ooh.
And I was like, yes. Get my ass whipped, but yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's so funny. I think it's all good to call a mom. I think if you can get the mom on your side, that is huge. That's very important.
I think it's very important.
I love you, Terry.
I'm a tattletale.
All right, you guys, let's get back to J-Lo because we want to talk about this. When it comes to her relationship with Alex Rodriguez, she has no time for those cheating rumors. A source tells E! News J-Lo is going to the Dominican Republic to film her new movie Shotgun Wedding, and everything is just fine with her and Alex. Jennifer chooses not to pay attention.
Mm.
So this comes after, of course, reports about A-Rod's alleged relationship with Southern Charm's Madison LaCroix surfaced last week. Madison did say they never physically touched, but they FaceTimed. Is it smart for her to leave town right now? Back to J-Lo. Is it smart for J-Lo to leave?
Yeah, she's going to get that Oscar.
Yeah.
She's going to focus.
She wants that Oscar. She's gonna give him shotgun wedding.
Right. By the way, ain't nobody cheating right now in a pandemic. Let's first and foremost, like, really point it out. It is hard to cheat during a pandemic right now because your mind is going 1,000 miles a minute. And the second
thing is, I
don't
know that everybody's as conscious as you.
I'm just saying, like, if you're trying to cheat, it better, like, it's gotta be good, and you have better know you got that Pfizer in your back ass, in your backside. I just, like, for her, I feel like, you know, in any relationship, I always say, like, there are times when I've had guys who have done things that have wronged me, but when I focus and I get back into the relationship, I gotta focus on moving forward and not living in the past, because if you live in the past and you let that ride in your mind, you're never going to fully enjoy that relationship.
Yes. If you're gonna let a man, you know, deter you from your career and your ambitions, if this is a movie she really wants to do, mm-hmm. and she would say no to a movie because she's having boyfriend problems. That sounds so minuscule, but, you know, just, you don't do it. You keep moving forward. You got
to
protect yourself.
And she's
going to the DR. Have you seen the men down in the DR? A-Rod, he need to be worried.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
It's J-Lo. Come on.
And not only that, they're rich, you guys. It's not a big deal. A-Rod can join and sit there on the movie set with her if she really wants
to.
No,
there's a bubble. I also, but by the way, look, there's a bubble. I also know people who have had, you know, some spouses that have been, you know, texting people, and they get a new security guard. It happens to be their cousins. Like, my cousin is going to be your new security guard 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I'm going to pay him.
Yeah.
But it's your new thing.
Oh, that is so
100%.
He's getting a new security guard.
My cousin Ebony, your personal traveler.
So they can tell and rat on you.
And especially long.
Men do that.
Yes.
He might send one with her. I don't know if she's going to send one with him. I mean, they're both beautiful. I wish them luck because I don't believe it. She has to work. Is he working? What's he doing?
I would microchip his ass.
He does.
Okay,
things.
He's not a puppy.
All right, you guys, up next, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker take their relationship to the next level. We have new photos of their date night. Plus, check out this futuristic ride. Can you guess whose car this is?
Why do you look so mad
at the answer?
Dinner?
Gosh.
Was the sushi not good?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Earlier we asked if you could guess whose car this is. I don't know, but I want it.
I saw him in it. I know exactly
who it is.
Batman! Who is it, Justin?
It's Justin Bieber.
No way. Of course it is. Oh, what? My gosh.
Wow!
That is like a real-life Batmobile right there. All right, it's almost Valentine's Day, so we are going to play Cupid and predict which couples are in it to win it and which will fizzle out. Are you ready to play Stay Together or Break Up? Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker have taken their friendship, to the next level. Check out these new photos we just got minutes ago. Cuties holding hands on a date night. Do we see this continuing, or is it just a fling?
I'm in for it. She never does anything short term. And also, you know what? He's a God-fearing man. They will make it work.
Yes. I think they're going to make it.
I don't. I just...
You don't feel it?
No, I don't feel it. I really don't. I don't even have a perfect excuse to why. Just something about the vibe doesn't...
I feel it.
She's one of those long haulers.
She's a long hauler.
All right, we'll see.
We have on the same
Rihanna
jacket.
And A$AP Rocky are still going strong after reportedly getting together last fall. Is this forever or for now?
I'm so sorry.
We are not on the same page today.
I love them together, but I already know the minute that you can fly international. Riri is going to get the itch to fly and do the damn thing.
That is
she
pandemic.
Wants to be on these streets.
That is he pandemic will come love. With her.
No
that
problem.
Is lockdown love right there. Pandemic love. No, let me tell you something.
That's why
as
I don't
soon
have a man.
As we open up, oh yeah, they in the streets.
The only reason why I can kind of see your lockdown love is because they've been friends so long, and sometimes you're like, well, I'm lonely. Maybe
right.
I do want to date a friend. But sometimes it works out great. And so that's why.
Okay.
I'm believing
we'll
in
see.
It.
I'll be happy for
okay.
her. We'll see.
Tiffany Haddish, common, been dating for a while now. Are these two staying together?
I feel it. I'm here for it. I'm going to the wedding. I already know.
I'm happy.
She's snackicizing herself. She is funny. She is ambitious. He likes all that in women. And I'm telling you, every woman that he's ever dated has been missing at least one portion of it, including Kim Whitley. But I feel like Tiffany Haddish has it all.
Wait, you dated Common?
For a minute.
I'm on the fence.
Oh.
I'm
wait,
right here.
Wait, why
I'm
do
right
I not
here.
Know this? I didn't
right
know you dated Common.
She dated Common
no,
for
I did
a
not.
Long
don't
time.
Listen to
you
him.
Did?
The reason why he and Laura Dern broke up was because Kim Whitley was Becky with the good hair.
Oh, shoot. Mm-hmm.
Carissa, don't you believe any of
Carissa,
that.
Carissa, look at me. I would never steal you see. Wrong. She
Common,
was getting
I
real Common him. With Common.
That's my baby girl. Let me tell you something. Common, I'm telling you right now, Common, mess over my child
Ooh.
And see what happens.
Ooh.
He knows. He knows.
So you're not worried about Tiffany. You're worried about
I'm worried
Common.
About Common.
Look at
not,
me.
Okay. I'm not worried about Tiffany. I'm worried about Common.
Okay. Ooh, I feel like there is more to this story. Is there anything else you'd like to
I'll
share?
Tell you off air.
Okay. After the break, the hot new rumor about Sandra Bullock and Brad Pitt, then why Lindsay Lohan's fans are going after David Letterman. We're going to pick sides.
Dang,
next.
Everybody's going after everybody. Wait. What did David Letterman...
It is time for the Hollywood Minute. We've got 60 seconds. We've got star-powered headlines. Let's get into it. Could Sandra Bullock and Brad Pitt be the next movie dream team? There are a whole bunch of reports out that say Sandra will co-star with Brad in Bullet Train. Now, no comment yet from the studio, but if it is true, it'd be the first time they've ever worked together on a movie, and I am so, so here for it. Okay, here's something that is confirmed. A Wizard of Oz remake is happening. The director, Nicole Castle, has worked on Watchmen and Westworld. She says the original themes, the quest for courage, love, wisdom, and home feel more timely and urgent than ever. Very cool. And Cardi B is giving us that unfiltered message we all need right now. She posted a video to IG with no makeup on saying this is her. Deal with it.
I just want to let y'all know that I feel comfortable in my skin, that I'm great, that I'm happy. My record is doing great. And just because you got so much hatred in your heart that when I do great, y'all want to put it down, you can't. I'm going to stay on top. With this face, with this natural face, makeup or not, a bitch is doing good.
You don't ever need to wear makeup. Your skin is flawless. That's your Hollywood Minute, you guys. Okay, Jennifer Garner is back with a new family-friendly movie. It's called Yes Day. Kind of sounds like my worst nightmare. But the movie premiering March 12th on Netflix is based on a best-selling book about two parents who have to spend the entire day saying yes to their kids.
Have you heard about Yes Day?
It's this new thing where parents say yes to everything their kids ask for 24 hours.
Radical!
How am I just hearing about this?
Well, Yes Days are like fun, and mom and dad are like fun killers.
We are plenty fun.
Get ready for some fun!
What is happening?
This looks like the greatest concept, but Kim, truthfully, could you survive a Yes Day with your son?
Oh my God, no. I could not. I couldn't survive an hour with my son. My son, yeah, he, nobody, I mean, he would have his own house. He would have a man for me so I wouldn't bother him. Maybe that is a good idea.
Maybe you should do a Yes Day.
Oh, he would do everything.
He would just pick someone off the grocery store. Hint, you yeah, go with go, him. I'm going to yeah, do my own life.
Exactly. He'd be the youngest bachelor. He would have his own show called Bachelor at 10. No, I can't trust him with that.
Oh, my gosh. Take back whenever you're kids. What would you ask for?
Oh, my God. Hot Pockets. That's all I wanted as a kid. My mom refused to buy Hot Pockets.
Oh, my goodness. I think I would try to win every kickball game. I would say yes to all that. My parents to leave me in the house.
Yes, by myself.
I would want
no homework.
All the animals. We'd have, because I was obsessed with animals when I was a kid. We would have had 13 cats, 14 dogs, 2 horses, maybe a chicken. I don't know. We would have so many animals.
That's more work for me. I just wanted Hot Pockets and wine aura.
Oh, my God. I couldn't even imagine. My son would have me live in a Lego house. It would literally be a house of Lego, Minecraft or something crazy.
Chase would just have cake for breakfast, lunch, dinner, ice cream. Literally, he would only eat the sweets.
I like that. I'd like that kid. That's the kid I want.
All right, you guys. David Letterman. Under fire for a 2013 interview he did with Lindsay Lohan. The backlash comes after the release of Framing Britney Spears. People are now taking a close look at how many young stars were treated by the media. Check it out.
How many times have you been in rehab?
Several.
And what? How will this time be different? What are they rehabbing, first of all? What is on their list? What are they going to work on when you walk through the door?
We didn't discuss this in the pre-interview.
Do you have an addiction problem?
No, you sound like Dr. Phil.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is it like alcohol? Do you drink too much?
We've discussed this in the past.
When you go to the rehab, what do they do?
We have to work here for a movie.
Okay, so if you watch the full interview, I watched it this morning, Lindsay does play along for a little bit, but then the jokes, you know, they wouldn't stop. Like, David was on a mission. He was definitely trying to make fun of the rehab. There was a small part of me that felt like, even though she said they didn't discuss this in the pre-interview, there seemed to be like some sort of discussion of I'm going to tease you about this. You know, I've made jokes about you on the show, so we're going to acknowledge that, because she does play along so well.
She was good.
I mean, we don't see it in those clips but you can tell she got annoyed. It's interesting because David Letterman went to rehab. I think he felt like it was.
That's where she messed up.
No, she brought that up.
Because I would have been like, what did you go to rehab for, Dave? What were they rehabbing when you walked in, Dave?
He acknowledged it. He acknowledged that he went to rehab too. And so that's where it came to this like circle ending. But
and at the end, she snatched the paper. She was like, what is, if you see the whole clip,
what is on this paper?
What is on this paper? But she was pretty good.
She handled it so good.
To go against a comic? Oh, she was great.
She was great. But this is the other issue, and I keep on saying this. We cannot keep on telling people they need to apologize to people. I don't want to be the victim in my own story. I don't need an apology for anybody who wronged me back in the cut. Even if you find a video of someone spitting and shouting at me, maybe at the end of the day, me and that person have made amends, and I don't want to go back there. So every time you bring this up with somebody needing to apologize, you just bring the person who had to live through it back in this moment, and now they have to re-answer questions about it today.
I'm just
done with it. I'm done with everybody telling people they need to apologize.
Well, look, they're going to go. I mean, this has started. I mean, you guys are. The thing is, if we go down a rabbit hole and see all the inappropriate interviews from 2003, 2004, 2005, it's going to be a lot. Like, this is going to be an endless cycle that we're going to go through. I mean, the Framing Britney, the Diane Sawyer thing, I do think it was completely inappropriate. I still stand by that. I do think that David Letterman, you know, could have been more sensitive to how he handled her with rehab. However, I have a hard time believing there wasn't some sort of comic understanding. The fact that she said she was going to come out with a tag on her dress, like she had plans to make fun of it.
And comics get a pass.
And sometimes celebrities, it just depends on the situation. Every situation is different. It depends on the relationship between the interviewer and the person, because there are people that come on this show that I would ask a vulnerable question, but it's because I know that they're comfortable with me asking it because we have that relationship.
For sure. But if you were David Letterman, and I was going on your show, I would know what I was getting myself into.
Yeah.
It's like showing up at Maury and not thinking you're getting a paternity test. Bitch, you're getting a paternity test today. Why are you on Maury?
Yes, and he is a comedian, and we look at things through a different lens. And David Letterman, there was a point that she did, it was a little uncomfortable for the audience.
Yeah, right.
There was a point she was like, hey, look, we didn't discuss this, and that was serious. And the audience was like, It was funny at first, but then there was a point.
Because she kept trying to say, like, I don't want to make rehab a joke. It's not a joke to me. you know, which is a good point. Okay, coming up, the perfect Valentine's Day treats here with a healthy twist. We're going to show you how it's done next. Woo, so much to talk about today.
I know, there's a lot in this news cycle. Yeah.
Please give a warm Daily Pop welcome to Sadie Radinsky. Sadie just turned 19 and is changing the world one bite at a time.
Wait, she's 19?
19!
What was I doing with my life when I was
19? Not writing books and, like, changing the world. So you guys, you have a huge following, and you've been, you have a New York Times book, okay? You were featured in the New York Times. Tell us about how you got your love for baking.
I got my love for baking, ironically, when I had to go off gluten when I was 9 because it was causing all of these health issues for me. So I started baking gluten-free out of necessity, but I quickly realized that there's actually a huge power, especially for teen girls, in baking ourselves these really nutritious treats that are also delicious because it's like nourishing our bodies and our spirits.
First of all, where were you in college? Because all I was nourishing myself with was natural light and Hot Pockets when I could afford them now, coming full circle. But it's so amazing. You're empowering young women to find themselves, love their bodies, yeah, but also to take care of themselves. Where did this come from?
Well, I just realized actually through the power of baking that there's something really magical about making ourselves these treats because it can help us break free from some of that negativity and shame around food that our society is just constantly bombarding us with.
True.
And we can enjoy food and embrace it as a friend in our lives. So I'm going to show you guys how to do that today.
Yes, please do. Okay, what are we making?
We're making these cookie dough truffles from the book, and they're an amazing high-protein, low-sugar treat.
Oh, so for the bros.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, high-protein
exactly. So you start by just combining some blanched almond flour with some flax meal, arrowroot, starch, and sea salt. So just some super simple dry ingredients.
Arrowroot, okay.
Yeah, so these are completely gluten-free and grain-free.
Nice.
Yeah, and then you're just going to whisk this together until it's combined. And we're doing this all in one bowl because I'm a really lazy baker, honestly.
I like that. This is what I love. Okay,
yes,
you can
yes.
come to my house anytime.
Okay.
I'm not into dishes.
Okay, yeah, me neither.
Just
me
so
neither.
You all know, if you grab your phone and scan the QR code, you can get the recipe for yourself, too. Okay,
yeah, it's
keep
going. So simple. Now we're just going to add into the same bowl some melted butter or palm shortening if you're vegan.
Okay, Paula Deen.
And we've got some pure maple syrup. You could also use monk fruit to make these sugar-free, but they're already super low sugar. And add some vanilla extract as well for that incredible flavor. Yes.
I like that everyone's now using maple sugar as a substitute for real sugar because it just feels better.
Yes.
There's not that sugar hangover that you normally get.
It's more natural.
Exactly. And I also just love the maple flavor of it. It's so delicious. Sugar has no flavor, but maple has an incredible flavor. And these are really low sugar, so you're not going to get that, you know, that rush and that crash that you get from regular desserts.
Mm-hmm.
So after you mix all of that up, you're going to add in some dark chocolate chips, which is like my secret in baking. It's so good. And you can eat this raw. So you're just going to fold those in. So a fold is like a gentle mix because you're not over mixing it, right? So it's just a gentle fold. And then once that's all mixed together, that's literally it. You're just going to put a piece of parchment paper on a plate and scoop it on there. It could not be simpler.
So this is a no-bake bake.
And then what? Do you put it in the fridge? Or
I keep them in the freezer for about 30 minutes. And then you can eat them. And what I like to do is store them in the freezer and eat like one or five whenever I get a hankering for sweets.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Honey.
I feel like you tricked us and you switched it out with the real cookie dough. Because this tastes exactly like, you know, the cookie dough that used to come in the packages that your mom told you not to eat because you're going to get too sick?
Yes.
This tastes exactly like it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God.
It tastes pretty legit.
This is really good.
But it's super healthy. So you're just going to roll it into balls, sprinkle it with a little bit of flaky sea salt, and pop this in the freezer. And then you can have it whenever you want a dessert. So instead of depriving yourself of the sweets you crave, you can feed it to yourself and enjoy it. And it also makes you feel good.
You are so sweet. I'm so happy to have you here. I'm so happy for you. You guys,
thank
check
you
out her
so
book.
Much.
It's called Whole Girl. Live vibrantly and are your entire self and make friends with food. It is out now. All right, you guys, coming up, our new interview with Michelle Pfeiffer, how she really feels about George Clooney showing up drunk to set.
I wasted all my time in my 19s, like, chasing dudes. Like, what was I not baking?
You could have been eating these.
This is awesome. These are amazing.
Come in.
Where are the others?
It's just us. I thought we might become friends.
I've no need of friends in my life at the moment.
You're being a
That's Michelle Pfeiffer's new dark comedy, French Exit. Michelle's up for a Golden Globe for her role in the film out Friday. She plays a widow who goes broke, heads to Paris with her son. I asked Michelle and her co-stars how they'd handle some of life's wild situations.
We're going to play a little game. This is called Stay or Exit. Your significant other will not stick up for you to the family, the mother specifically.
I'd stay. It kind of depends on how mean the mother is being.
Right, that's true. So this one's kind of directly towards you, Michelle. Your coworker shows up to work drunk. Playing off of maybe George Clooney did that to you in the past.
He was just so hungover. I mean, maybe that's is sort of being drunk, but, you know, it didn't bother me. As long as he says his lines and, you know, hits his mark, I could care less how he shows up.
A fortune teller is starting to tell you some very bad news. Do you stay to hear it or do you exit?
I leave.
I have to stay. No, there's just no way.
I have to stay.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you guys? What would you do if a fortune teller was starting to tell you something bad?
Oh, it's like a scary movie. You have to stay till the end.
Oh, I would choke her.
Again, who's doing the psychiatric evaluations for people getting on this show?
I'm like, quiet!
I don't know, because I'm on the fence, because I don't like to hear bad juju in my life. I don't want to hear it. So, because I feel, I'm one of those, I feel if you really speak that out, that's going to happen. So, would want to stop her, or if I can't stop her because my curiosity is getting the best of me, I would 100% try to convince myself that this girl was cray-cray. She was doing some drugs.
You can stop.
She didn't know what she was talking about.
You can stop them. All you have to do is say, I'm not going to pay you. They'll change. They'll say, well, now your life is going to be beautiful. You'll be going up the hills and valleys. And yeah, they'll change. I don't have any money. Oh, yes. Your life is going to be wonderful.
Uh-huh. All right. You want a tip or not? Okay, fortune teller? All right, up next, the hilarious Zoom fail that you guys have to see. This is going to make your day, I promise. Imagine you're showing up to a very important Zoom meeting, and you look into the laptop, and you are a cat. Oh. Well, that's exactly what happened to a Texas lawyer in his virtual court hearing. Watch.
See this?
And I believe you have a filter turned on.
I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I can see that.
I can't take it. I can't take it. Cat's eyes were moving. He said, I'm not a cat. No, you're a cat.
That Jerry Phillips guy looks pissed. He's
oh my
so
God.
Annoyed.
Hands down.
I don't have time for this.
Look at the cat's eyes. Oh my God, that's the best video I've seen this year. Oh, my God.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty funny. Okay, what does it take, you guys, to become an influencer? HBO's new documentary, Fake Famous, explores the meaning of social media fame and shows how easy it is to buy followers and fake a lavish lifestyle.
Here we are, the private jet.
I can't believe some clowns actually booked this thing.
All right, let me get some pictures of you while you're on your jet.
Mm-mm-mm.
Do you want to look out the window? Would you post this on your Instagram?
No, it feels not right for me. It's a circus.
Ooh, wow. I will be checking these PJ photos. Oh, ooh. My God, did you remember when Lil Bow Wow got called out?
Lil Bow Wow did that.
The helicopter, is that what it was?
No, it was a private jet. But then he ended up on a JetBlue.
Right.
In a middle seat. In coach. Next to the bathroom.
I don't know. How many influencers do you think are total fraud?
I think 90%.
Yes. 90%.
Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe 60%, because a lot of people have made theirs. Well, yeah, a lot of people do things, and they have made it to that level. Okay, I mean, even the girl with the glued her hair, is she an influencer? She got a lot of followers.
She about to get a lot of endorsements, too.
Right,
these wig companies about to come out the blue.
Okay, that's for her. She is Gorilla about to be... girl, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, she's going to be bald-headed.
She's about to be bald and paid.
Yep, she is going to be bald and paid. But I don't mind it. We live in this world of instant gratification and fakeness, and we want to see everybody beautiful and perfect. So if people are out there faking it, they're spending their money to fake it.
I ain't got to fake it.
Tomorrow, you guys, Priyanka Chopra, is revealing what nearly ruined her wedding day. And if you need a hot outfit for Valentine's Day, we got you covered. Have a good day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
I'm not a cat.
Is Melissa Chantin coming back?
Yes.
I'm not a cat.